This podcast is an unscripted, unedited conversation about true crime. We take the cases very seriously, but I don't take myself seriously at all, and neither should you. Welcome to Wife of Crime.
So, Russ, you know, Airbnb is a multi-million dollar business, but there is a sinister side to it. If no one lives there full time and it's known that it's a vacation home, the wrong people can step in and use the space to do horrible things. And in this case, that's exactly what happened. This is the brutal murder of Thelma Boinville. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wife of Crime, a true crime podcast where I tell my husband, Russ, true crime stories and he reacts to them.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, Russ, a.k.a. Mr. Stay Fit, Stay Alive, a.k.a. Shut Up and Let Jess Talk, what? a.k.a. I'm not shutting up.
You're saying shut up and let Jess talk because people have told you to shut up and let me talk?
Yeah, they always say it at me. First of all, you shut up with your message.
Well, we're back. We're back in New York City, coming from the Bronx. We were just in the islands in St. Thomas. It was amazing. It was exactly what we needed, the perfect vacation. And then reality hits when you land at JFK.
Yeah. If you were watching our stories, Jess was posting some stuff, and the star of the show seemed to be my hat.
Yeah, your hat was the star of the show.
Everyone kept talking about my big-ass hat, and they were like, oh, I'm so proud of Russ for, like, blocking the sun, because the hat was huge. And, like, you know, because they thought it was an ugly hat, but I was wearing it to be responsible. No, I thought I was fresh.
Yeah, you thought you were so fly in that gigantic hat.
Because you know what also makes you fly is confidence.
Yeah.
It isn't what you wear, it's how you wear it.
That is true. Yeah, you loved that hat. The hat got a lot of attention at the resort, too.
Oh, yeah, people are like, I need that hat.
Yeah.
And I come from the era where, like, if you have sneakers back in the day, I'm like, oh, where'd you get those? Mm-hmm. And like, you can't get those, that's it. Like,
you don't tell?
You don't, nobody told anyone what store to go to get your sneakers. They're like, nah, you can't get these. And that would be it. And they're like, yo, you're a jerk. But then it caught on, too, because you catch some fly stuff. You don't want someone to go get your fly stuff, because in New York, we're the flyest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In the words of Jim Jones, we fly high. You know this.
Yeah, the hat was the star of the show. We had a great time. It was exactly what we needed, like I said, so relaxing. And we're just looking forward to our next vacation.
Well, you know, now that I flew to this island. Mm-hmm. Do I have to put like world traveler in my Instagram bio? I love to travel. I hate that. Just try. Like, you don't have, like.
That would be funny if you said AKA world traveler.
AKA Mr. Passport Stamp. Like, I don't care. Just do your thing. 21. All right. So I have some sad news.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm good at segueing, you know? I just jump right in. My brain's all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know that father that pushes around the dude with cerebral palsy?
Yeah.
So, Rick Hoyt is the guy who gets pushed around. He has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. And his father, Dick Hoyt, I don't know why people named people Dick back then.
Well, his name is Richard. That's his nickname.
How does Richard turn into Dick?
I don't know.
Because wouldn't you call him Rich?
Yeah. Well, he's clearly his son is a junior because his name's Rick.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But then, why wouldn't he be Dick Jr.? Maybe he didn't want to be a little dick.
Oh, God.
Nobody wants a little dick. Maybe someone.
All right, what's the sad news?
Oh, so I was reading this article and the son, Rick, passed away at 61 of respiratory problems, they said.
Oh, that's sad.
So, yeah, so the father, Dick, used to push him around in marathons. They were stapling the Boston Marathon. So you guys probably seen that.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I watched this little documentary. It was like a documentary short on them. It was like 30 minutes long. And I literally bawled my eyes out because he would do like, wouldn't he do triathlons with him and everything?
I'm not sure, but
yeah,
he would. Rick also told his father, that he doesn't feel handicapped when he's running.
Aww.
Like he feels regular. I mean, not that he's not regular. You know what I mean? Because there's always someone out there trying to correct me. But if you don't have bad intentions, correct your mama.
Yeah, no, it's true. And his dad, he was like in his 70s, 80s, right? Doing these marathons.
Well, if the son is 61.
Yeah, he was older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really sad. I mean, that right there is a really good dad, though. That is amazing. But they did triathlons because they would swim. He would put him in a raft and he would swim and pull him.
Oh, he did that?
And they would bike. No, they would bike too. And he would be on the front of the bike. It was amazing.
I was just looking at this. I looked a little closer. His father, Dick, passed in 2021. Mm-hmm. And according to this article, it's not very old, but they were stating this weekend, which could be 2 weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah.
They actually were going to do a Dick Hoyt Memorial Road Race this weekend in honor of Rick's father, Dick.
Aww.
And this weekend, Rick's nephew, Troy, was inspired and was going to push him in the race, honoring him.
But he died.
And they decided they're actually going to go forward with the road race. They considered canceling, but in memory of them and honoring them, they're definitely going to go ahead and still do the race.
Wow.
So RIP to those two. They definitely were inspirational to everyone. And I don't get inspired very often.
Yeah, no, they were amazing. And, you know, it just shows like there's always a way to get something done if you have a dream. Like if Rick wanted to run and his father made it happen for him.
Stay fit, stay alive, folks. That's what they were doing their whole life.
And they were, yeah. Aw, that's really sad. Well, thanks for talking about them, though, because they are very inspirational.
Yeah, because I don't really talk about a lot of people unless I'm making fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I held in every penis joke every time I said Dick that whole time.
Well, good job. So, on the Patreon this month, we watched the case of the Cannibal Cop Thought Crimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we watched that one. We spoke about it on Patreon. That one got some interesting responses. One little tidbit that you guys, I'll give you a sneak peek. They pretty much have him cooking the entire episode.
That was pretty funny. Like,
which I found hilarious.
I bet it's someone like me that, like, finds things funny that other people don't and they won't realize it. So I'm like, I bet if we just have him cooking, like he likes to cook and he's talking about eating his wife, like I bet like he won't catch on and I could get him to do it and it'll make it kind of a little bit of a comedy.
Yeah, it was kind of like, it was pretty funny that the filmmakers did that. But if you're interested in hearing our coverage of Thought Crimes, the case of the Cannibal Cop, you can go to patreon.com/wifeofcrime and you can sign up at the $5 tier for all of our bonus content, and you have the patron shout-outs.
Yeah, there's other tiers and stuff. You get, like, Jess's notes and a button. I mean, a refrigerator button.
A mag, a.k.a. magnet.
Yeah. it looks like a button, but it stays on the fridge. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week's patrons, and there are a lot. So, appreciate all of you. I didn't pre-read these names, so bear with me as I sound the names out. Heather Jesu?
Jesu. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amanda. I thought it might have been like a silent J.
No. I'm
trying to add trickies in here. Tiffany, Melody, Laura, Joseph, Chloe, Brittany, AK, Nancy, Kimberly, Vanessa, Chastity, Cherry or Sherry, Joseph, Michael, Kaylin, Camille, Sunny, Claire, Megan, Julie, Bree, Ray, Rye,
Rain.
Rain. Oh, that's an N.
Yeah.
And Stephanie. So, cheers to you guys. I don't have a beer this week. I have my whiskey, so it's very quiet. But in my heart, I'm taking a sip for you.
Yes. Cheers, guys. Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Oh, wait. You came ill-prepared.
Oh, shit. You know what?
Review of the week. You missed it.
But no, I did not, because I have you to remind me, like you remind me of everything else before I even forget. You want to know how much she reminds me of stuff? So I had to go drop off the refrigerator buttons in the mailbox. Jess does the thank you card. She writes them out. Obviously, she writes it because...
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to read his handwriting.
So I'm going to the mailbox. She literally tells me how to use a mailbox. Who does, like, how old, like, what do you think's wrong with me? So she's like, when you go to the mailbox, don't put too many in or it's going to get stuck. And then open it and look in and make sure it went down. Like, how stupid do you think I am? So anyway, my micromanager here reminded me.
Yes.
So this time it worked. But the other time, and you know what? If I never used a mailbox before, just have faith in me that I could figure out how to use a hinge. I had it ready. I knew which one I was going to do. I just forgot. Here it is. So this week's review of the week is from Jade Kath. I reported you to Target. 5 stars. Russ, I work at a Target in Iowa and unfortunately reported you to my store for your theft of the Britney t-shirt. All jokes aside, this podcast is the only thing that gets me through my Target shifts. Russ can be really dumb, but the dynamic of him and Jess makes the show completely bingeable. 10 out of 10.
Aw, I love that the people that listen to us feel very comfortable calling you dumb.
I make fun of myself all the time. Like, I haven't had nothing really stupid that I've done since I was taking Biggie's thyroid medication for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because nothing's going to top that for a while.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. Definitely.
Yeah, but...
But I think it's hilarious that they feel very comfortable calling you dumb.
And if any, that's all right, because I like clowning, I clown myself. And if for people that don't know, one time I stole a Britney Spears t-shirt from Target by mistake.
Yep.
And it felt really good. I was sticking it to the man. And the Britney Spears shirt was obviously for Jess, because she likes Britney the spinner.
No, it wasn't. Don't let him fool you guys. He stole that shirt for himself.
Oh, you're full
of shit.
He's
a secret Britney fan.
You know what? That's true. When I'm home alone, I spin in the mirror nonstop and sway my hips and keep my pants really low on the hip. Someone help Britney.
Oh, I know. Okay. So as most of you know, if you follow us on social media, last November, Russ and I bought a little house in the mountains as an investment property. We've spent the last few months every single weekend getting it ready for Airbnb.
Go rent that mother sucker.
Truth is, we just want to live there full time, but That's we true. Can't because we have our jobs in New York City and we can't move that far away from the city. But we are now currently renting it out on Airbnb. So Airbnb is very interesting. You know, during the pandemic, it completely exploded. But there is a dark side of Airbnb that a lot of people don't talk about. There was a movie that came out a couple years ago called The Rental. It's a thriller where two couples rent out this house and they found hidden cameras in the showers. And when they find the cameras, all hell breaks loose. Do you remember that movie? We watched it together.
No, I don't remember it.
Okay, you don't remember?
No.
All right.
I remember watching a movie where a guy was spying on people. It could have been that, but I don't remember the details.
Well, go watch it, everybody. Well,
for a fact, our Airbnb does not have cameras.
No.
And you know why it would definitely not? Even if I just don't give a fuck what anyone's doing.
No, I don't either.
But that's not why. Like that's just weird and you shouldn't have it, but like...
Yeah. I mean, we have cameras on the outside for security, but never inside.
Yeah, like Ring camera. Yeah.
So this is definitely a case of art imitating life, because there are actually many cases of hidden cameras and murders that happen in Airbnbs.
Isn't it a perfect opportunity for a creep to do creepy stuff under the disguise of like something else?
Yes, absolutely.
Personally, I don't like Airbnbs.
You don't? No. Russ hates Airbnbs.
Ours is dope.
He prefers to stay in hotels.
Yeah, because I'm not cleaning anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just leaving my mess right there, and I'm leaving a tip, and someone's making my bed when I walk out. I hate when Airbnbs have this long list of stuff for you to do. And I also don't like staying at Airbnbs because Jess cleans the Airbnb as if she's their cleaner. She's like, it's time to go. Jess is on her hands and knees with Ajax in the tub.
Nah, that's such an exaggeration.
But in our Airbnb, you don't got to clean shit. Just take the garbage out so the house don't smell.
Yeah, just that's take it. The garbage out, clean up your dog poop if you bring a dog. But anyway, according to Metro News, there is a whole cleanup team at Airbnb called Black Box. It's a team of 100 people who pay off victims of sexual assault and family members of murder victims associated with Airbnbs in exchange for them not publicizing that these crimes occurred at an Airbnb to keep the Airbnb name clean.
How much do they pay? Is it a lot?
Millions.
Anyone want to touch me in an Airbnb?
Airbnb actually spent about $50 million last year in payouts.
Dude.
Not all murders that occur in an Airbnb are perpetrated by the hosts. Actually, most of them are not. I can't imagine something horrific like a murder happening in our house. Like, that gives me chills even thinking about it.
I never thought about that. I thought people were just going to go hang out in the woods and like...
have a good time.
Yeah, eat glizzies and roast marshmallows.
Yeah, well, some really sinister things happen in Airbnbs. And when you kind of go down this rabbit hole online, it's kind of creepy. So the case I have for you today is very tragic and upsetting. This is the murder of Thelma Boinville. Are you ready?
Yep.
One of the most beautiful places on the planet is Hawaii.
And the Bronx. No. I can't even say that with a straight face.
No. It's Hawaii. It's jaw-droppingly gorgeous. I've been there once, and I can imagine living in Hawaii probably feels like living in paradise. Because of this, a big part of Hawaii's economy is tourism. There are currently about 10,000 Airbnb listings throughout the Hawaiian Islands. So when Thelma Boinville wanted to get a side gig to bring in some extra cash, she figured cleaning Airbnb rentals could be very lucrative for her. And it was. Thelma was 51 years old, married to her husband Kevin, and the two of them had a little girl named Makana. Thelma was originally from Brazil, but she moved to Hawaii in the early 90s. She completely fell in love with Hawaiian culture, the way of life there, and knew that this is where she wanted to spend the rest of her life.
Isn't Hawaii, like, everyone in Hawaii, like, always late?
And,
like,
well, it's just a slower pace.
Called, like, island time, you said? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you go to a tour, homie shows up late with bedhead.
Yeah, like, so we went, when I was in Hawaii, we went on this tour, and the bus driver showed up 2 hours late. And when we were all waiting there, he goes, "It's island time. Aloha." Like, it was very funny.
And that's my pet peeve. I don't do lateness.
Yeah. Like,
you know why? Because your most valuable commodity in this life is time.
Yeah, you're a very big stickler.
And if you're stealing my time, I just don't mess with you because I have a limited amount.
Well, island time is a real thing. And, you know, she loved this way of life because it was just slow, calm, peaceful. She and her family lived on the island of Oahu, and she worked full-time as a kindergarten teacher at Sunset Beach Elementary. She loved to surf, and she did it almost every day.
Oh, I want to surf, but the fucking water's scary.
She also loved yoga, running, and martial arts. She was very active, physically fit, and lived a very full life.
It seems like such a happy life.
Yeah,
stay really active, does. Live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Clean places, you know. I mean, cleaning ain't easy. Everything's
anything. She was a kindergarten teacher as well. She did the cleaning as a side gig to make extra cash.
Oh, probably to, like, support her, like, drinking habits after she was surfing all day. She needed a beer after exercise.
Well, no. Thelma and Kevin were planning a couple big vacations. So in order to save up the money for these trips, she decided, you know, to get this Airbnb cleaning gig. On Thursday, December 7th, 2017, Thelma had a cleaning appointment at an Airbnb in North Shore. So there was a couple from Australia arriving later that day. Thelma had to get the place clean and ready for their arrival. She picked up her daughter, 8-year-old Makana, from school and brought her to the home with her. Thelma did this often. She would just let Makana sit in the car with her iPad, watch a movie while she was in the homes for about an hour cleaning.
Man, remember getting left in the car without an iPad?
Oh, man, that was boring.
Yo, I used to be in the car forever, and all you could do is look out the window.
Is it? You had nothing to do. It was so boring.
Or they give you, like, a coloring book. Like, get this little shit. Like, do kids even color anymore?
I don't think so.
Yo, Crayola probably went out of business. People do color. Jade makes coloring books from Dead Inside Designs.
She does make adult coloring books.
Go buy her coloring books. Her stuff is dope. She does all of our merch, and we have new merch coming.
Yes. So this area of Hawaii is incredibly safe. So leaving her in the car for about an hour, like she had done numerous times, was totally fine. She kissed her daughter on the head, grabbed all of her supplies, and walked into the home. About 30 minutes later, Makana said a man with green hair covered in blood ran up to the car, opened the door, and said, "We just killed your mother."
What?
He grabbed her. He carried her inside the house. Makana said the man wasn't alone. There was a woman with him. The couple then bound Makana's arms and legs, put a bag over her head, and tied her to one of the beds. The couple then left, and the house was quiet.
How old is Makana?
8.
Oh my God.
She would lay there bound in the bedroom for 3 hours, calling out for her mom, completely terrified. Later that afternoon, the Australian couple who booked the place finally arrived. The couple punched in the code on the door and walked in to a horrific sight.
Yo.
The place was completely destroyed. Things thrown everywhere. As they walked through the home, they saw blood. And then they noticed, above one of the door frames, the word Axel written in blood. They walked into one of the bedrooms and found the body of Thelma Boinville, brutally beaten.
I was hoping that that wasn't true and they just said it and maybe like took the mom and, you know, not that it's better than dying. Like, hopefully you could get away.
No, she was dead already.
Fuck.
The couple ran out of the house and immediately called 911. When police arrived, they searched the home and they found 8-year-old Makana in one of the bedrooms. Luckily, she was not injured and she never saw her mother's body. But Makana was understandably completely traumatized by the whole ordeal. She told police that a man with green hair covered in blood came to the car and said, "We just killed your mother," and grabbed her.
Islands are small, man, and green hair, unless it was a wig.
No, she also told them that he wasn't alone. There was a woman with him. So a manhunt ensued. This is a very tight-knit community, and Thelma was loved by so many people. The community bonded together and tried to help find the people responsible. The same day, Thelma's brother-in-law, who's a famous surfer in Oahu, got on Facebook Live and made a very, very emotional public plea, offering $100,000 to anyone who knows who did this to his sister-in-law and his niece.
It's very enticing, because if they're a criminal, the other criminals might turn in their friend for $100,000.
So I'm going to play you his video. It's pretty emotional.
I have $100,000 cash right now for anybody who can tell me who just tied up my niece and duct taped my niece and killed her mother at Keiki Beach on the North Shore of Oahu. $100,000 right now. If you can tell me who just murdered my twin brother's girl and tied up my niece.
Wow, that gave me the chills.
Yeah, he was very angry and upset.
Oh, man. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say who can turn them into authorities. Who said who can tell me?
It's true, he did.
He wasn't, it sounded like that rage he had going through him.
Yeah, he was full of rage.
No telling what would happen. Well, there's a little telling.
Yeah. Thelma's truck was also missing. A silver Toyota Tacoma with the license plate KWN344. About 7 hours later, someone called the cops and said, "There's a truck that looks like Thelma's in the parking lot of a Walmart with 2 people sitting inside." So cops rush to the truck and they find 23-year-old Stephen Brown and 20-year-old Haley Dangeran.
Green hair?
Green hair. Stephen immediately started yelling at police and begged the cops to shoot him. Haley was a little more calm, but also told police, "Please, just shoot me in the head. My life is over."
That's basically them admitting guilt.
Haley had Thelma's bank card in her pocket, and she was even wearing Thelma's earrings.
Fucking bitch.
How disgusting is that?
a quick shot in the head ain't enough for those piece of shits.
She was also using Makana's backpack as a purse. The two of them had dried blood all over their hands.
So they're nuts because they're not even clean. They're definitely like crackheads looking for a fix. That's what this shit sounds like.
They weren't actually like crackheads, but they are definitely disturbed people.
When I say crackheads, though, Jess tried to correct me a few times. Like, no, they do this drug. Crackhead just in New York means...
just means you do drugs.
Anyone who does drugs.
I mean, they
like,
might
not,
do
not
drugs.
Not a little bit of drugs, like recreation, but like a lot of drugs. You could tell who does drugs normally. There's a texture in their skin that I could kind of tell.
They might have been crackheads or like done drugs, but I don't know. It was never confirmed that they were like drug addicts.
Well, that's all right. Don't correct me because if I say bad things about them, they deserve it. Not so, you, the internet.
I know.
They're always trying to wrong me.
So who were these two scumbags? Stephen Brown was born in Ohio, but spent a lot of his life in Florida. Stephen was pretty much left to fend for himself as a small child because his father was out of the picture and his mother was involved with drugs. Eventually, Stephen was placed in foster care and spent a few years in the system. He was adopted by the Brown family when he was 11 years old, and he moved to St. Petersburg, Florida, where he finished high school. Classmates said that he was super weird, and there have been allegations that he used to beat his ex-girlfriend all the time.
I mean, if he's out there killing people, it's very likely that he doesn't give a shit about nothing.
He was arrested and charged in 2016 with a Class C felony, theft in the second degree, and was bailed out in 2017. He moved to Hawaii shortly after, and according to his Facebook page, he was a musician named Axel Hayes Hendrix.
Oh, so original. You just...
He's a Korn.
Yeah, that's Korn of the day.
According to his roommates...
That's like if you're going to be a rapper and you name yourself Biggie Tupac.
Yeah, it's like...
You're an idiot.
Yeah. According to his roommates, he was very annoying. He used... No, they literally said that.
Why would you be roommates with him?
Well, he used to write his name on the walls in the apartment and on his roommates' things.
His name or Axel?
Axel. Yeah, his stage name or whatever.
We would have had to fight.
Yeah, you would have definitely. He's definitely punchable. When you look at his face, he's the most punchable face you've ever seen, especially with his crazy green hair.
What's his full name?
Stephen Brown.
Let me look at them.
He also, you're going to really hate this. He also bought a dog, even though the lease agreement said no pets allowed. And then he spray painted the dog because he thought it would look cool. Literally spray painted the dog. This dude is a level 11 piece of shit, for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at his picture now.
Yeah.
I hope he's in jail having non-consensual sex right now with Bubba.
Haley, on the other hand, was the daughter of an elementary school teacher, and she grew up in Oregon. According to her previous classmates and her family, Haley was actually quiet, reserved, and incredibly kind when she was younger. She moved to Hawaii when she was 19 and met Stephen a couple months later. And the two of them fell in love and got into this super toxic relationship. During their arrest, people were filming them on their phones because like a whole crowd came. Because everyone at this point, you know, this community is tight-knit. Everyone's looking for Telma's car. Everyone's telling everybody, oh my God, that's Telma's car. Police show up, like a whole mob is surrounding them and people are filming them on their iPhones.
Oh, I would have been so determined too. Like if the police didn't catch them, like we know this person is on this island. Mm-hmm. We have to find, and he has green hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if anybody else had green hair and didn't do it though,
yeah,
they're probably like, suck. I'm not going outside, man, and I'll get killed.
No, that would suck. But they were filming their arrests and the two of them kept laughing, smiling at the cameras, flicking the cameras off. Like, these are arrogant little shitheads.
They gotta be high on, like, some fucking angel dust.
I don't think so. They're just pieces of shit. The next morning, the two appeared in court. Stephen was being held on $1 million bond, and Haley was held on $500,000 bond. I don't know why they would make her bond lower. Like, to me, they should have had the same amount because they were both equally responsible.
They shouldn't have had any bond because the way they committed the crime. And they also tied up a little girl.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have had any bond because you don't know how much money someone has in the stash. You know, I normally, I kind of know how much money you have if your hair is green.
That's true.
It's probably none. But
not necessarily.
Yeah. Anyone has green hair here? They ain't got no money.
No, Russ.
I'm telling you.
That's not true.
That's true. So if your hair is green,
don't listen.
Put it back to normal.
The two of them pled not guilty. Can you believe that?
Ah, they all do.
They were obviously guilty. During the investigation, the police put together a timeline of the crime. And this is what it is. Thelma arrived at the Airbnb around noon. As soon as she walked in the door, she sees Stephen and Haley robbing the place. They had only arrived a few minutes before Thelma. She tries to leave, but since she is a witness to their crime, they instead grab her and beat her to death with a baseball bat and a machete. Thelma was trained in martial arts, and according to the autopsy report, she was covered in defensive wounds because she put up a real fight.
Fuck. And she was athletic, and, you know, she was no slouch.
But sadly, Thelma's cause of death was blunt force trauma. The two assholes grabbed her purse. What?
You've come a long way. In the beginning of the podcast,
yeah,
there was no cursive from you. And now,
I'm just
like,
being my true authentic self.
These two assholes.
I'm being my true authentic self. So these two assholes grabbed her purse, her car keys, her earrings, which like boils my blood.
Yeah, so that means they took them off her dead body.
Yes.
No, I mean,
that's disgusting.
Low lives like this don't have limits or respect. So nothing should even surprise us.
It just boils my blood.
Yeah.
They run out to steal her car, but that's when they realize that Makana is there. So that's when they grab her, tie her up by her hands and feet, and then tie her to the bed. They run off with the truck and would later be arrested in that parking lot of Walmart.
It's crazy that they even told the little girl, "We killed your mom."
It's crazy. It's disgusting.
They're not right in the head.
At the crime scene, they found Steven's ID.
And he's an idiot.
As well as, remember, the word Axel written in blood.
What
on the wall.
Fucking.
It's the same name he used on his Facebook page.
It's not. He's not only the worst person, he's also the dumbest.
Yeah. Idiot. At first, they were going to try the couple together, but then they decided to try them separately. There were many delays in trying these two idiots, and it wouldn't be for 5 years after multiple delays that Stephen would finally have his trial in January of this year, January 2023. Stephen took the stand in his own defense. He said that he was only guilty of burglary and kidnapping, but that Haley was the one who actually committed the murder. But now, at just 13 years old, little Makana took the stand to testify against Stephen. She tells the jury that he said, "I just killed your mom," before he grabbed her.
Little fact here. I was very curious if Hawaii had the death penalty, but they do not. They abolished the death penalty in 1959.
Okay, so.
Sometimes I think death for someone like this is too easy, but the world is better if he's not in it.
Yeah, the death penalty is an interesting topic. Well, very complex.
I think some people deserve to suffer for the things they've done, you know, badly, like things like these type of people.
Well, the jury found Stephen Brown guilty on all charges. He's not yet been sentenced, but he will be sentenced this year.
The sentence is irrelevant. He's not getting out.
I hope not. Haley has not had her trial yet. It's expected to start July of this year, 2023. Haley seems like she's taking a similar angle, blaming Stephen for the entire thing, saying he forced her to commit this crime.
You know how I know they both did it? Because she was killed with two different weapons, so it seems like they were attacking her at the same time.
Yeah, it definitely is what it seems like. And the fact that you would have the audacity to wear this woman's earrings, and the fact that he would have the audacity to use her blood to write his name on the wall, like they both played an equal part in this. But sadly, Makana will have to relive this again for the third time because she will have to testify against Haley in her trial as well.
I bet she wants to. I bet she's like, lock this bitch up.
No, I mean, she probably wants them to be locked up and knows that her part in it will solidify a conviction, but I'm sure she does not want to go through this.
I don't mean it in that way, but
I just can't imagine how traumatizing that must be, and this poor girl deserves to move forward, and it's just really sad.
Never move forward from that.
After Thelma's murder, her husband Kevin, daughter Makana, and a large group of friends paddled out into the ocean on their surfboards to spread Thelma's ashes, saying that Thelma is in her favorite place in the ocean. Makana and Kevin have an incredibly close bond and still live in Oahu. Kevin often posts pictures on his Facebook saying how much he loves his daughter and how proud he is of her. Thelma was a wonderful friend and a loving mother, and her murder was completely senseless. I really hope Stephen and Haley are both sentenced to life in prison and they rot in there for the rest of their lives.
I hope they get beat up every day. And the, whatever's the worst, I hope they get bullied. I hope they have, you know, the other inmates have him wearing red Kool-Aid on his lips, holding someone's pocket inside out and being someone's bitch.
Red Kool-Aid? That's what they do? Like, they put Kool-Aid to look like lipstick?
Yeah, and then they take their pocket inside out like this, and they, like, hold that bitch.
And then you have to be someone's bitch?
Well, if you can't fight, you might have to be someone's bitch.
Wow. I mean, I know prison has its own, like, ecosystem, I feel like. Its whole own rules.
Well, if you're a big fish, like, if you're a fish, like, that's, like, you soft. Like, if you're a fish, you know,
then that means you're soft?
Yeah, like, you a bitch.
Oh.
Then they're going to treat you like that, and hopefully they do.
Yeah.
Hopefully them big Samoan dudes are in there.
Big Samoan
dudes. Using him as a hula hoop.
I don't know.
I don't know why they hula hoop. They don't hula hoop. They do the little dance. Well, that's the women.
Yeah, that's the women.
The men do hula. That strong dance where they like stomp on the floor.
Oh, yeah, but that's from New Zealand.
I don't know shit.
Yeah, you don't know a lot about I mean, they might do that in Hawaii, too. It's Polynesian culture. But yeah, you're all mixed up.
All right. Here we go. Another day of me not knowing anything.
So anyway, this case is really sad and senseless. And it just shows that, like, you know, it's so unnecessary. Like, none of this had to happen. They broke into this house. They knew it was empty. And this poor woman just going to make extra money and gets caught up in this terrible situation. And these assholes just use this opportunity to try to steal stuff from an empty house. And then imagine being the Australian couple that shows up to that scene. Like, that, all of it is just sad and traumatizing. And I just feel so bad for her husband and her daughter. And hopefully after this girl, Haley, is sentenced, Stephen is sentenced and Haley's trial happens in July, they can, you're never going to get closure. We know that.
Yeah, I hate that word, closure.
We're never going to say get closure, but they can finally be done going to court proceedings and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's got to wear on you. But I'd be determined as, you know, a family member to make sure they suffer some type of consequence, and no consequence is enough.
Yeah.
But that they suffer the most consequence they can legally.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know. But I just was thinking when I was researching this case, like, when you, like, whoever owns this property, like, yeah, like, imagine that's your property and something like this happens in there. That is terrifying.
Dude, is that thing still listed? They probably sold it. I would be like, I'm selling this shit. I'm out of here.
I don't know. I
mean, and it's in Hawaii. It's probably beautiful.
Yeah, it actually was really beautiful. It's a really beautiful part of Hawaii, and it was a really nice looking Airbnb, but, like, I wouldn't be able to continue to rent it after that. That's too much.
I wonder if anyone ever spoke to the owners. I know if I was the owner, like, yeah, I'm not talking about this, guys. Like,
yeah,
I was just renting it. I have nothing to do. Like, I don't know anything. This is just tragic, and I can't. Like, I know. I'm overwhelmed.
I can't imagine. Listening to her brother-in-law talk was like, it really puts in perspective how tragic it was.
And he's a professional surfer, so he probably had an audience watching it. You know, like,
yeah.
And I could imagine that thing got shared.
Oh yeah,
so many times,
definitely. Yeah.
Rotten hell, you pieces of shit.
Definitely.
I won't even say their name. Fucking clowns.
They are clowns. 100%.
He had clown colored hair.
He did.
All right, folks, until we meet again.
Okay. Until you hear us again.
Yeah, because I'll probably never meet any of you.
Stop.
honestly.
Well, we'll probably never do a live show.
No, because I can't public speak.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I could talk in a group.
Yeah, like a small group setting. But large groups, no. You clam up.
I don't know why I stutter a little. Not like I have a stutter, but like, you know what it is? My brain's always ahead of itself.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll say something that are 2 sentences ahead. I'm like, wait, I'm skipping stuff. Go back.
That's funny. At least you recognize it in yourself.
There's nothing wrong with it. That just means my brain's so fast.
Your brain is so fast.
It's faster than my mouth, and nothing's faster than Jess's mouth.
All right, everyone. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Peace.